Two Chinook helicopters from Fort Wainwright in Fairbanks assisted in a medical evacuation on Mount McKinley yesterday. The rescue not only involved climbing rangers and the military, but also Fairbanks area state troopers. From KTNA in Talkeetna, Sue Dio has the story.
A 24-year-old man from Pennsylvania had registered to climb Denali and had made it to the 14,000-foot camp on the mountain before rangers advised the Talkeetna Ranger Station that an evacuation should take place due to emotional instability. South District Ranger John Leonard says he met the man before his climb, and he just seemed like a young man with a bit of a chip on his shoulder, which wasn't necessarily a signal the man should not climb the mountain. The young man had listed Aconcagua, Elbrus, and Kilimanjaro as mountains previously climbed, so he had climbing experience but no glacier travel. However, Maureen McLaughlin, public information officer, says a couple of things became a concern before his flight up to the Kahiltna base camp.
He had mentioned to a few local residents that he intended to paraglide off the summit. So with that information in hand, some of our rangers had confronted him and mentioned that this was an illegal activity in the park and that he could not do so. He did agree to, and he signed an affidavit that he would not, in fact, bring his equipment on the mountain.
She said things went downhill a bit after he got on the glacier.
Once up on the mountain, he was showing definitely an incompetence in glacier travel. Other groups had shown he had some improper human waste disposal, littering, just some odd interactions with some other climbing parties.
Paul Marcolini of Greenwood, Maine, has been volunteering for the Park Service on Denali for 5 years and was one of those that dealt with the situation at 14,000 feet. It became clearer that he wasn't in a stable frame of mind by actions and aggressiveness toward rangers and other climbers.
It did not seem like the 14 and above was a safe place for him to be with his level of experience and the plan that he had in mind. So mixed with some of the things that happened on the lower glacier, as well as still having his kite with him, we, for the most part, suggested that his trip was probably over and he needed to start back down again.
Rangers thought the rescue helicopter might be in order, so he wouldn't be in harm's way descending to base camp. McLaughlin said that rangers began to form another plan as the situation deteriorated.
It was just determined based on some of his more aggressive statements and a little more self-destructive statements that it would not be safe to put him in attendant in our very compact helicopter that we typically use for that.
The 24-year-old was flown to Fairbanks from Denali via Chinook helicopter and met in Fairbanks by Alaska State Troopers for assistance. He is currently in Fairbanks for evaluation. McLaughlin says the situation, as with any medical evacuation, is now in the hands of medical professionals. There are still over 100 climbers on the mountain. Base camp is disassembled on Monday, and the last ranger patrol comes off the mountain on Wednesday. Reporting in Talkeetna, this is Sue Dio.